Blog Talk Radio.
It's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
If you said you'd go out with me tonight, folks would ask if your head was screwed on tight. Though I'm a nice guy, most chicks would rather die than date me, for I have a face like Billy Joel.
Away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, shit! Damn
it! How many lumps do you want?
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Help! Help! I'm losing my mind!
Right out of the
hell. Holy!
My God!
Grenache.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name is Osaimana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, 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 come out.
I love to sing up.
I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
Theme.
Angie Dickinson in The Police a Woman. A wonderful, a wonderful. That's what we used to call a tit shot. No offense. Beautiful show. Just love that show, man. It's kick ass. It was on Friday nights, man. It's like Rockford Files and Police Woman. 9 and 10. Must see TV, baby. Angie, boy, she was. Anyhow, welcome to Friday Night Possum, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment here on the Grenache Network. Mondays Possum, Fridays Friday Possum, Wednesdays you'll get nothing and like it. You never know, though. There might be a Tuesday where, you know, we put on 60 minutes of fart sounds for your entertainment pleasure. That's a good idea. I mean, we're paying for the time. We could put a fucking show on every day. Really not getting a bang for the buck, you know? We could really wear out our welcome, man, if we really tried, you know? Oh, it's this guy.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, trust our deck of it.
Hello, possum. Deal.
What's up, Ma?
All right. Sweet, sweet. So, I heard they're bringing Justified back. I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, there you go. There you go.
They're going to get one of Elmore Leonard's old books, and they're going to make it a Raylan Givens and make it a Justified. So I started reading the book.
Nice.
So I'll be on top of it. Be ready for it.
Nice.
That's good news. That's a damn good show. You still haven't seen that, have you?
No, have not. I did, though, however, watch the Upside Down book.
Oh, yeah. You see that? Yeah.
Got the name of it.
They didn't have many answers to what's going on, but still was interesting.
No, it was interesting, but yeah, was kind of like at the end you're like, so you spent like, I don't know, 5 years and all this time and effort and money
no
this is the result? Yeah,
no,
I mean,
no
it's good
at
for
all.
You. Yeah. I got mine out while I was watching.
Uncle Ed's a liar.
Oh, yeah, Uncle Ed's full of shit. Yeah, he's full of shit. I took it off a dead trout. Yeah, I got mine out. I looked at it. It's in English. It was published by a press. I never heard the name of the press.
Okay.
It was in New York. And as I recall now, my grandfather, whose last name was Dietrich, he said he was approached by the Bundists in the late 30s, early 40s. And he... you know, told him to hit the road, you punks. And I'm thinking maybe that's where the book came from. Maybe the Bundes gave it to him.
What the hell is the Bundes?
Well, that was the Americans who, the Nazi party in the States.
Oh, okay.
Bundists. They call themselves the Bundes. They're the Bundes rallies and shit. Oh, Christ, man.
No inscriptions in your version, though?
No, and no picture of Schnickelgruber. No picture of Schnickelgruber either. I was disappointed in that, man. You got to love the Schnickel. All right, man. Yikes. This is definitely, I don't know, is this are we going to get canceled for this, or?
Who knows, man.
I'm not sure now. Yeah, we're on thin ice here, man. Shaky ground. Very shaky. Right.
Oh, well. It's out there.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, man. Just a bunch of shit that happened.
Yeah.
So anyways, Fort Prefect had a wonderful suggestion.
Okay.
For something to blow the fuck up.
All right. That's good. We're always looking for something.
You know, and I actually had the whole show already figured out in it, except for the blow up. I was like,
okay.
I was gonna cheap out and, you know, dig an old one up and.
But Ford came through.
A half-assed job. Yeah, Ford come up with a good one. So.
All right. They're in a pinch.
It just flowed.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'd forgotten about this song. So, thank you for it, for reminding me of this wonderful Juice Newton song.
Juice Newton? Angel
Juice
in the
Newton.
Morning?
No. I think we did. Didn't we blow up Angel in the Morning?
I don't know if we did or not.
We should. Note the song.
I like that name, Juice. I like that name, Juice.
Oh, hey, yeah. Man. She's juicy.
Yeah.
This is the sweetest thing, and the title doesn't ring a bell necessarily, but when you hear it, you're like, oh, yeah, I remember that piece of shit. If we haven't been canceled yet, we probably won't. The sweetest thing. Triple.
You're not serious.
I'm dead serious.
That sounded so familiar. What the hell was it?
That was the guy that just passed away there, Sandy Nelson. Let There Be Drums.
Oh. Okay.
Our pal Ford posted that the other day when he was taken from this mortal coil and entered the choir invisible.
I
left
know
this veil of tears.
Yeah, I remember posting that on Gumby before. Let There Be Drums, yeah. Or did I? No, I think I put it on my page. That was a while back, though.
The veil of tears, man. That's what my grandmother always used to say. She said, well, once I leave this veil of tears. No guilt in there, huh? No. So anyway, I watched that Mein Kampf thing, and then I saw the... I'm going to say it was a pretty damn cool movie.
Okay.
You know, I like the Westerns.
Yeah.
And I like the Audie Murphy Westerns.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the guy was a fucking madman in real life.
Yeah. Oh, he was a major hero. WW1 or 2, I forget.
World War II.
Yeah, 2.
He grew up in a hard scrap of life, and he would, like, take out whole platoons by himself. I don't remember all the shit, you know, the details, but he was a monster, and he's just this little unassuming-looking guy.
Yep.
But I saw the coolest Western with him. He actually did a spaghetti Western.
Spaghetti? I never knew that. Oh, what was the name of that one? Do you remember?
Oh.
I like the spaghetti.
What's the name of it? I'll look that up here. But, man, it was like, really cool. It wasn't like they wrote it for Audie Murphy. They wrote it.
Yeah.
It was a spaghetti Western.
Got
show.
In it. Yeah.
A revenge based thing, but as most of those things are.
Interesting.
Audie Murphy. Yeah, it was very cool, man. If you get a chance, check out The Texican, 1966.
Texican. Okay.
Yeah. He jumped on the spaghetti Western bandwagon. I was like, he only did, I think, two movies after that, yeah. It was one of his last flicks.
He started himself in the Audie Murphy story.
Yes.
Where he was the
war
hero and everything. I'm not sure if I see that or not. Yeah.
And the name of that is...
It's actually called the Audie Murphy story, isn't it?
I don't think so. Shit, what's the name of it?
You're right, though. He's a little guy.
Yeah. He's a very unassuming cat, and what's the name of this movie? Does that count if he's playing himself today, listed in the IMDb?
Ooh, yeah, because sometimes it has it listed as self. But it was a movie, so, yeah. No, it should be a regular movie.
Yeah.
But they do have it listed on
the
self.
What was it? Which one was it? I can't read and do a show at the same time, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh, To Hell and Back.
To Hell and Back, okay.
To Hell and Back, 1955, Audie Murphy. That's the story of his badass shit in World War II, where he, like, fuck Germans up.
Uh-huh.
No offense to Germans.
Not sure. Yeah. Not sure if I've seen that or not.
We were losing the Germans there for a while, but then like all this you know Mein Kampf stuff, man, the Germans started to tune in again. I don't want to piss them off, you know. But Audie Murphy did fuck you guys up pretty bad, man. I hate to say it, man. Fuck Audie Murphy went over there. He's like, we doing this Nazi shit, man. So anyhow, there they are. Awesome Lounge.
Awesome Lounge.
Oh. We get a good one for this, man. All right. So how was your week, man?
That was all right. The usual. Nothing.
Moving cars.
Moving cars. Slinging cars. Broderick Crawford. There you go. That looks like a good flick.
Broderick Crawford. Yeah. He was the bad guy.
Yeah. He's a good bad guy.
Oh. Well, he's a heavy, man.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. He was the bad guy. But it was just Audie Murphy was like, he was so badass in that. I was like, yeah. Because, like, while he's being badass in a movie, you know he could fucking fuck people up like that in real life.
it's believable, yeah.
You know, and you're like, whoa, you know, don't fuck with, oh, man, you fucked up, man. Don't fuck with Audie Murphy. Oh, bam. I love him, man. All right, here we go. There they are, ladies and gentlemen. Opossum Lounge.
Opossum Lounge.
First up, Daddy G is here.
Hey, Daddy G.
Daddy G is one of our fellow broadcasters here on Fake Radio. Yeah. I don't know if he's an Audie Murphy fan or not. But he does have a program here on Saturdays on this very Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, comes to you in living low fidelity. It actually does say low fidelity. We broadcast in low fidelity, ladies and gentlemen. He's here on Saturdays at 9 Eastern time.
All right.
A Night with Daddy G.
A Night with Daddy G.
That's right. And it's in color. Finally.
Match.
After all these years. All right. Thanks for coming. And there's Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
It would not be a show without Dr. Cake. I did have to like that one kitty picture. I think it was today or yesterday with the kitties with his tongue sticking out. That was cute. I'm starting to warm up to getting a cat, maybe, man.
There you go.
Dog's a lot of responsibility, man.
Uh-huh. You had a good time with stupid cat.
Yeah, that was a cool cat, man.
There you go.
I was upset when they moved away and took the cat.
That's it.
Anyhow, thanks for coming, Cake.
Dr. Cake.
And there's Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect
returning
here.
Triumphantly from his tour of the, where the hell was that? The Hyperion Galaxy.
Oh,
no,
okay.
He went to Rigel, the Rigilians. He was at the Rigilians. He knew right on his wedding day that his first marriage was doomed when the guests started throwing minute rice. Hey, yay, yay, yay.
Hey, yay, yay.
But I'm chee. But, yeah. Ford Prefect, thank you for coming, sir. Thank you for the blow-up idea.
Good blow-up.
That's the whole thing. It's coming up with the idea. What the, you know, like, I totally forgot that song. I wouldn't have thought of that.
It's hard, me too. I don't remember that.
But, hell, man. Definitely worthy.
Oh, definitely. More so than Angel in the Morning.
Yeah. I got that wrote down. I did a note. When I said note to self, I was writing it down. When I say note to self, I mean note to self. I don't fuck around.
You're not fucking around.
No. You're not playing with kids, OBE.
Exactly.
Anyway. Well. So, thanks for coming forward. And there's Francie.
Francie's here.
From the Francie and the Friends.
Hello, Francie.
I don't know if she's got any friends with her, but very cool of you to show up. She's got a block. She's another of the broadcast veterans.
Yep.
Here on Blog Talk Radio.
And Nick was an extra in an Elmore Leonard movie, I didn't know.
Get out of here.
Yeah, Nick was in 52 Pickup.
Wow.
There you go.
Brush with Greatness.
There you go. The great Elmore Leonard. Nick was there.
Very cool. Very cool. cool. Man, the last two Elmore Leonards I picked up, I got like, I don't know, a third into it and kind of put it down.
Yeah. But this one's terrific, man. It's called City Primeval. It's
Let's
funny
go to
that they picked the novel. One of the few novels I didn't read it is.
Huh.
That's just setting this new Justified to. I'm looking forward to this puppy.
Thanks for coming, Francie.
Francie.
Those are thing on. I believe they still do it on Sunday nights.
Oh, Sunday night.
Sunday night's buck naked.
There you go. With pickle shots.
And there's our old pal, Oop.
Oop.
Other people's eyes. Comes to us courtesy of the great Midwest.
Yes. The man's got a wild record collection.
I know. The Smothers Brothers, man. I had a Smothers Brothers I uploaded, which was, I thought that was a coincidence.
Yeah.
Man. I ate too many potato chips and got a bellyache. Does anybody feel sorry for me?
That'll do it.
Yeah. I don't feel sorry for me. I brought it on myself.
Potato chips are evil.
Fucking potato chips, you know? Motherfuckers.
Put them in your blender.
Well, I seen a guy make potatoes out of potato chips one time on a stupid videos on Facebook. And
I think I seen something.
Why don't you
like
just go buy his potatoes, man? You know, what the fuck?
It's a lot easier.
Yeah. All right. That was like the one guy would make a V-neck t-shirt out of a regular t-shirt. So what? Just fucking buy a V-neck t-shirt, dude. Fuck. There he is. The chuckling guy over there is Professor R.J. Gumby, and that would be what you'd call the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Go to the movies with my radio on, and I wear the tallest hat I can find. Sit in the middle so I can get up for the men's room 8 or 9 times. Drive to the store with my foot to the floor, and I act as if the road were my own. Then enter via the exit side as I glide to the handicap zone. I put my mother in a rest home today. She wasn't sick, she just got in my way. It's all so simple 'cause I'm far below anybody I know. And when it comes to being rude, I can. You say I'm crazy, but I don't care why, because I am an ignorant man. I am an ignorant man. Oh, yes, I am. I don't like cripples, blacks, Hispanics, or Jews, and I'm proud to say I'm never wrong. I hate confession, so lie to the priest, then at least I won't pray for so long. Provide my wife with a miserable life, if she complains I just give her a whack. In a receiving line, French kiss the bride as I slide my hand down past her ass. I've no intention of repaying a loan. The one opinion I respect is my own. It's all so simple 'cause I'm far below anybody I know. And when it comes to being rude, I can. You say I'm crazy, but I don't care why, because I am an ignorant man.
likes Alan.
Everybody loves him. Oh, fuck yeah.
Dr. Wu chimes in. Mr. Wu.
Mr. Wu.
Mr. Wu.
Ignorant man.
Ignorant man. Okay, we're enough pummeling of Billy Joel tonight. And Juice Newton. And Juice Joel. Joel Juice.
Joel Juice. What was the jazz instrumental you played at the beginning of the show?
You posted that earlier.
Did I? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gumby Loves Jazz,
well.
Dude. Okay. Gumby Loves Jazz post. That was Count Basie, man.
That was the Basie. Oh, okay. That was the Basie one a couple of days ago or so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know I can't resist the Count Basie, man.
Yeah, I was thinking. Is that Basie?
Yeah.
I know
Belly Roll.
You would play.
Belly Roll, man.
Yep.
Great. Fucking great. I wish I'd never seen. That'd be a dream come true to see that band, but I don't know if they're still together. I did see the Artie Shaw band while Artie was still alive. That was very cool, even though Artie was 95 and in Florida. The rest of the band was here, man. Cool, man. That was amazing. The guy did the lead, you know, he did played the Artie Shaw parts like it was off the record. Great. So cool. All right. So the boy and I went to lunch this week, and he wanted to double down at the Mod Pizza.
Okay.
M-O-D,
Mod
Pizza.
I remember you guys like your Mod Pizza. All right.
The motherfucker is great. I love that place, man.
It
was funny
because
so we went to the Mod, and I could only eat half of mine. There's all kind of cool shit you could put on these fucks, right?
Yeah.
I could only eat half though. So I took the other half home in a box.
Yeah.
Reheating it the next day, it says preheat oven to 550. Have you ever fucking turned your oven up to 550 in your life?
Jeez. 550.
What the fuck? I didn't know it went that high, man. And then you only stick it in there for 3 minutes. But 550, I don't think I've ever turned it up over 450.
Well, where'd you get these instructions?
On the box
you take home, yeah?
Yeah, on the side of the box, man. It's just like,
it
should get
microwave.
It came out really nice, though. I mean, it tasted just like it did... When I got it the day before at 3 minutes for 550. I know, everybody's going like, what the fuck, in the chat. It is very, that's like scary hot.
That's how hot those fuckers are in those pizza places, those big-ass ovens they slide it
in. That's the thing, that's the thing. They want you to put it into hot, hot, hot. But 3 minutes, man, that's all. That was 3 minutes, that pizza never got back, I'll tell you what. Anyway, good shit. Mod Pizza, I recommend it highly. They are not endorsing me or give me any free pizza or anything.
You're doing it out of love.
Doing it out of love. Yeah, that was really good pie, man. Cool fucking toppings too. I mean, like, you know, it's real woke food, man. Like, if you dig Fox News, you probably just don't bother. You won't think, if you can't handle pesto sauce, baby,
this
is not your joint, baby. You know.
There you go.
Some sun-dried tomatoes, maybe some kale. You never know.
No indigestion or anything? You handle that all right?
Oh yeah.
You're not a kid anymore.
Well, that's true. Actually, I didn't have anything too wild to put on there.
Okay.
But I think I'll get the smaller pie next time because I don't want to turn my oven up to 550 again. Crazy, man. Scared the shit out of me. Let's see. What do we got? A quickie? Quickie?
Yeah, I had a quickie on us, man.
All right.
Holy.
Oh, there's a good quickie.
Don't have to ask.
There's a good quickie. Okay, Ford suggested this quickie. We've played this, I think, twice before, but it certainly fits the motif of the show and the, let's say, the attitude in the society today, or at least where I'm coming from. I can relate. Hit it.
Yeah. I never go nowhere, man, I never go nowhere. Traffic's bad out there, man, I'm saving wear and tear. I like conditioned air, man, I never go nowhere. I go upstairs, downstairs, backyard, lawn chairs, living room, bathroom, bedroom, furnace room, hot tub, cedar deck, filler, fire, wash, dryer, pantry, patio, barter, aroma, video, cold cellar, rec room, ping pong, mahjong, beer, count, wear, then speed dial, order, and I ain't going nowhere, man, I ain't going nowhere. It's dangerous out there, man, might have been a big bomb scare. Hard to get off of this easy chair, I ain't going nowhere. I go online, DSL, Amazon, buy and sell, eBay, layaway, last bid, noon today, plasma, Judy, just broadband, Matt Drudge, J.Crew, BNN.com, CNN, JPEG, email, pop-up, Gmail, shower cam, filter spam, slam, bam, think spam. I ain't going nowhere, man, never gonna go nowhere. It's a bungled jungle out there, man, some kid got mauled by a bear. Surround sound in my own lair, I ain't going nowhere. I got perimeter motion, doggy door, mail call, people, Avon, wireless strobes on, pin code, keypad, relay, pepper spray, home base, interface, three zone, plug and play, infrared, photocell, squad car, decibel, choppers up, sonic boom, activate the panic room. Zantac, Lipitor, Dizepam, Nexium, Prevacid, Percocet, Levitra, Levaquin, Elevil, Posamax, Plavix, Keflex, Nexday, FedEx, Zithromax, Avalox, Flexeril, Topamax, Prozac, Ativan, Adderall, I take them all. I ain't going nowhere, man, never gonna go nowhere. I'm cutting my own hair, man, nothing I need out there. Outside sunny, but inside share, I ain't going nowhere.
A terrific double negative quickie. I like it.
That's a beauty.
Yep.
Third time we played that, man.
Really?
By my count.
Yeah, we'll play some more.
But, you know, I can't remember the time I shoot. Well, I don't know when the last time I tied my shoe. Do you do that? Or is that just a fat guy thing? I leave my shoes tied, and then I just slide my foot in there.
Yeah, no, I do, too. Oh, no, I tie it.
Right. Tie your shoe every time you put it on?
Yeah. I don't untie it, though. I kick them off. Still tied.
Oh, and then you untie it and tie it again?
Yeah.
Why the fuck you do that?
I can't get the foot back in. I don't know.
You got a shoe
maybe
on?
It's out of force of habit. I don't know.
You got a shoehorn?
No, shoehorn, nah.
I got about 25, I think, 27.
I remember you talking about you have a collection of them. Yeah.
I got a whole, yeah. I took
one
on.
You got one of those long ones? You got one of those long ones where you can lay back?
Yep.
Nah. There's shoehorns in this house.
I could send you a shoehorn, man. You know.
That's okay.
Playing
I'm
spare.
Content with tying.
For me, you got to get hold of the tongue, man. You got to pull that tongue up, get your foot in there, and it. The sneakers I got now, they don't have a real hard back on it, so you can kind of like squeeze your foot in there without fucking up the shoe too much.
All right, that works.
I don't know. The fat guy thing, man.
Whatever gets you out of the house.
Oh, so we're, I'm at lunch with the boy. You know, we hang out on Tuesday, whatever, have lunch, hang out a while, chat. And he goes, when I was growing up and shit, like, you were a caricature artist. I didn't realize it was, like, totally, like, a profession that gets absolutely no respect at all.
Okay. All right, there you go. That's food for thought.
You had no idea. Only your own children will be honest in a way that cuts you right to the fucking bone. All right, man, here we go.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
He didn't mean any disrespect. He was just noting that, in general, the profession does not get a lot of respect. And I said, it's because 2/3 of the guys doing it are fucking hacks, man.
So. Whenever they make a joke about it on television, they're always saying you want a skateboard with it or something.
Oh, yeah.
Cause
I know those guys.
People that do it on boardwalks.
I know those guys.
Shit. There you go.
It always reminds me of the yeah guy.
Yeah. So
yeah, character guy. I swear to God, every time you talk to this guy, when he's done listening to you, he lets you know. You're talking, and then I went over and he goes, yeah. He's saying yeah until you quit talking.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. Yeah.
And next thing you know, you're on a skateboard.
Hey, little lady. I like two-handed Mikey. He'll see a guy with a big beard and go, "Hey, Beardy! Hey, Beardy! Get one done!" He's the greatest.
Hey, Beardy.
3 minutes! He'll never get back.
I used to have these Argyle socks. I kept a box to bloom in my room. To my girl named Cheryl, said, "You're a squarehead. Argyle socks are out, boy." Well, she only said it once, cause I'm no dunce. And I popped a karate chop right on top of her swan-like neck. And she said, "Heck, you wrecked my swan-like neck with a karate chop and popped her hump, boy." She began to cry, she wanted to die. So said I, "There's nothing worse than moldy pie. Your lunch pail when you're in jail. For stealing ginger ale off Jerry Vale. Got in the mail. From a frail jail, as it failed, and she dropped a grail, the third rail, on the Santa Fe Trail, hailed on an old nail, and was sailed by a snail, who was old and cold and bold, cause he crawled up her nose. How is your bird?" I said, "How is your bird? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your glam in the gym? Like the dribbling of the fram." People used to stop and say, "Hey boy, don't you know you've banned us really bad?" I get mad, shake their heads, till they get some too. Then one day this doll says, "Baby, maybe you need a new shampoo. Man, it's true, your top's some off the sloppy residue." That's so like a clown, I went downtown. Saw this guy in a white drugstore gown with a frown. I bought this hot new foamy stuff, strong enough to kill dendruff. But I can't use my comb, it's covered with foam. It's all around my home, and it's not fair, cause the dandruff's gone, and so's my hair. Fair, scared chair, where's there, have a fair. How is your bird? I said, how is your snurr? Are you cleaving your scram? Is your clam in a jam? Like a dribbling friend.
harmonica. I dropped my harmonica. Hey, bass player, stop trying to step my harmonica. Hey, don't step on it. You think you can kill harmonicas like that? More will come. Hundreds and thousands. There'll be no bass players, just harmonica players. Today, a side man. Tomorrow, the whole band. You'll see.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
Hey! Time to get down to business. That was awesome, dude. That was a classic. Gold star, Professor. Where the hell did you dig that up?
That was me.
Was that you?
Maybe I could say those words.
No.
Maybe I dug cave. I don't know. Shit. See that? I have no idea what's going on.
Maybe I found
it. That is a good one, though.
Maybe I tripped over in the dark. I don't know. What the hell, man? Lulu! You never know what's going to happen. All right. Oh, this is weird shit. This isn't like really funny. But it's weird. This guy on the OSU campus. There's a lot of crime. A lot of the crime in the city is centered around the OSU campus area.
Yeah.
You got to watch your ass over there. So anyway, this guy's working at one of the medical facilities there. I guess he's a nurse or something, technician. Anyway, he comes out and he realizes, he sees where his car was parked and there's like some broken glass sitting there.
Oh, okay.
He's like, fuck, man. Somebody stole my fucking ride, right? So he calls 911, and while he's on the line with 911, the guy who stole his car tries to run him down with his car. And he's like, whoa, and they clipped him. And then the guy's gone out, and they were going to fuck him up. And then anyways, he got away without getting his ass kicked or anything, which was cool. And they flattened the tire, so they only got a couple blocks before the gendarmes flagged them down. So everybody's, all the guilty people
Jesus
were
Christ.
Caught. But how weird is that, man?
Oh, God damn.
Got hit by his own car. His own stolen car.
Fuck.
It doesn't happen every day.
No.
All right.
Makes for a good story, though.
Yeah, it's a weird story. And, you know, everything's okey-doke. All right, this is the weirdest thing I've ever... Well, not the weirdest thing, but... It's pretty weird. Do you know Skyline Chili, by any chance? Ever heard of that?
That's ringing bells.
They got this, comes out of, I think they sell it in the market.
I think we talked about it before.
Yeah, it's Cincinnati. I don't know if it's paprika or cinnamon or something they put in it.
Uh-huh.
I don't care for it. But, anyways, they sell it in the supermarkets and, you know, cans of chili and whatnot. So they've recalled a whole bunch of chili. They said 2,200 pounds of it. The 10.5-ounce cans containing Skyline or chili, original chili.
Okay.
Lot coat, whatnot. Because a lot of them contain... cream of chicken soup instead of chili. I'm thinking. All right, yeah. Explain to me how the fuck cream of chicken soup gets, you know, how did,
uh-huh.
How did that happen?
Count me on that one. I mean, it's nothing simpler whatsoever.
Oh, Francie says it is cinnamon. I think it is cinnamon.
Yeah.
In the chili. But, yeah, they put the chili on top of spaghetti, Francie. Yeah, pasta. They dig it down to Cincy, man. I lived in
That's
Dayton
strange,
for a
sure.
while. It's, Dayton's like, you know.
Yeah.
They live vicariously through Cincinnati. Same thing. Columbus, we're our own thing, man, in Columbus, man. We're like the coolest city in the state. Everybody knows it, too, man. C-Bus.
Oh, yeah, you know it.
Can't, you know. But, you know, if be careful. You might get hit by your own stolen car. That's the only thing. You know.
I remember you talking about that. I remember you talking about Skyline Chili before.
Yeah, I never liked it.
It's about,
Never dug it, man. All right, this is like the biggest waste of money ever. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could say this is definitely the biggest waste of money ever. Going up for auction is a cigar butt, okay, that was smoked by Michael Jordan.
Okay.
They're expecting the starting bid to be 500 bananas.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
For a Jesus fucking cigar
Christ.
Butt.
Uh-huh. That's insane.
I don't care if it was JC himself, man, smoked that motherfucker. Five
or
bills for a cigar butt?
Or Shemp's last one, the one that Shemp lit and fell over dead. That would be
I don't know.
Himself.
Shemp's last cigar, man.
Uh-huh.
I'd give five bills for that.
There you go.
But that's Shemp's last cigar that he's smoking while he died.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan just one of his to throw away.
Yeah. One of many of these. Yeah. And then Michael Jordan's not as cool as you'd think, man. He supports a lot of unpopular, weird shit.
Yeah.
Because Shemp never did. Shemp was always fucking progressive. He was woke. Shemp was like the original woke.
He was woke. He was a woke man.
He woke up and he went, whoa! All right. This guy, you know, you ever see these, what do you call it, carpool lanes on the highways?
Yeah.
Do they have those in Philly? Shit.
Yeah. They got some in Philly.
We don't have any here in Columbus. No carpool lanes. But I've seen them in other cities and whatnot. And, you know, you got to have another person there in the car with you if you're in this lane, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm taking advantage of this.
Uh-huh.
He said in Washington State, say, he pulled over a guy. He had a skeleton wearing a hoodie strapped it next to him in the passenger seat. You got a picture of it there. It's pretty funny. That plastic skeleton.
You should have did what Larry David did, pick up that huge black hooker.
That was funny. That was funny. Oh, Larry David. Did you see that on the, you didn't see the Super Bowl, but they had crypto coin commercials, man. What's going on with the world's losing its mind,
man.
And Larry David was in one. Weird.
He was in the promo for it?
He was in a cryptocurrency commercial.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I still don't get any of these coins, these brick coins and all that stuff.
I just got a gym crack, you know?
Still not on board with all this shit.
Baby steps. All right. We got a little bit of animal news, just briefly. In Franklin County, Virginia, there's an emu on the loose.
Oh, geez.
Been on the loose for about 2 weeks. They don't know where he came from. But he's been sighted several times in the tri-state area.
Where is this? Where is it?
In Virginia.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where he might have escaped from. But so far, no one's come forward and reported a missing emu. When I was a little kid, I had this great novel title.
That
hit me. Blood of the Purple Emu.
There you go.
That was it. Yeah. I just couldn't come up with a story that went with the title. That was the problem.
Well, now you just gave away the great title.
I don't care. It's yours.
There you go.
You could probably write a, you could probably write a book. You're a literate fucker, man. You know. They stomped my ambitions to be literate in college, man.
Yeah. How's that?
Yeah. Well, I got this. I had to. You had to take English, of course.
Yeah.
And it's kind of it's the second semester or whatever. And it was right. We had to write shit. And boy, he just skewered. I would turn this stuff in, thinking, you know, it was like the Christmas Story. He's just giving A++++ in my fantasy, and he would give me back the paper, and it would just be like, you know, in tatters, and ripped up and shit. So I'm not a great writer, eh? I gave up. I said, fuck it then.
All right.
I won't do it. All right. Real quickly, let's go through them. The world records.
Yes.
Now, remember the guy with the eggs? That was crazy town. Four eggs?
Uh-huh.
This guy in Australia stacked six M&Ms in a vertical stack. That doesn't seem that hard.
Jesus Christ.
But that doesn't seem nearly as hard as four eggs.
As the eggs. Yeah, the eggs is tougher. Yeah.
The eggs was fucking unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
The six M&Ms? Man, I think if I was really bored enough, I might be able to pull that one off. I'm just cloud talking.
But eggs.
All right. Yeah, the eggs, no way. That guy's a genius. All right, this is a stupid one. French woman's Studio Ghibli collection earns world records. It's a collection of junk from something. I have no idea what it is. I guess they're movies.
That's a cheap way. That's a cheap
Spirited
way.
Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke. Howl's Moving Castle. Do you know any of this?
Not at all.
Fuck her. You're stupid. You're wasting your money. You should have bought a IRA. Dummy. All right. Here we go. A display of 3,000 origami pigs breaks the world record in Spain. It's about damn time, man. The most origami swine.
That doesn't sound like much.
3,000 origami swine?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, I see. They collected 6,500 origami pigs, but only 3,000 were deemed to be high enough quality to qualify for the world record. Now that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
I'm not fucking around, man. Yeah, this is high class origami pig swine. So. All right. The youngest yoga instructor of all time. A boy aged 9 qualified and went through all the certification to become a yoga instructor. Very cool.
Yeah.
There you go, man. Gotta love industrious youth. They take care of you when you're old, too, man. All right. Nice. Treat them good. Oregon City installs 37-foot fork, believed to be the world's tallest. They're phoning that in, seeing if that's the world's tallest fork.
Okay.
And it's a giant fork next to a food cart plaza.
So it's a roadside attraction.
Yeah, it's a
roadside.
Didn't
they have a giant fork already? But I guess
they did.
Beats it. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully this is, because this one's next to, like, taco trucks and shit, man.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a groovy one. All right, we got any more? This one doesn't make any sense. This Florida basketball star is the world's tallest teenager.
Yeah.
It must be the world's tallest living teenager, I guess, right?
I would imagine so.
Because I'm, you know, one of them giant guys is probably he's 7'5".
Jesus, that's a big boy.
That's a big boy, but still.
Yeah.
It's got to be the tallest living one, the tallest current one, because it just doesn't make sense.
Because you stop growing when you're a teenager. So isn't, like, adults the same thing?
Huh? Never thought of that. But yeah. He's a teen. He's a teen. He's 15.
He's a teen.
All right. And here we go. The world's an Israeli farmer has produced, harvested, a massive strawberry that weighed 10.19 ounces.
That's a hell of a strawberry.
The heaviest strawberry in the world.
Well, kudos to that guy. Put some chocolate on that.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of chocolate for that one. All right, so there you go, man.
Okay.
There might have
nothing
something
mashed
happening.
Potatoes?
No mashed potatoes.
No mashed potatoes, huh?
No mayonnaise.
Okay.
Something about Ukraine, but I don't think it's that big of a deal. So that's pretty much everything.
All right, skip it.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
My baby is the modest type. She don't go for fashion and all that hype. She's not a supermodel or a movie star. She's the lady with the big cigar.
Hip, hip.
She smokes some damn light.
Hip, hip.
She makes me feel alright. She's flirting with the fellas in the corner bar. She's the lady with the big cigar. My baby loves to swing. She jumps on the floor when I do my thing. She jams with the band playing rhythm guitar. She's the lady with the big cigar.
Hip, hip.
She smokes all day and light.
Hip, hip.
She makes me feel alright. She's flirting with the fellas in the corner bar. She is the lady with the big cigar. She won't take no for an answer. She knows just what she needs. And if you are a dancer, my baby always leads. My baby cuts big deals in her brand new vintage wheels. She's working the phone while she's driving her car. She's the lady with the big cigar.
Hip, hip.
She smokes some day and night.
Hip, hip.
She makes me feel alright. She's flirting with the fellas in the corner bar. She's the lady with the big cigar. No for an answer. She knows dancer. My baby always leaves. My baby cuts big deals in her brand new vintage wheels. She's working the phone while she's driving her car. She's the lady with the big cigar.
Hey, hey.
She smokes some daylight.
Hey, hey.
She makes me feel alright. She's flirting with the fellas in a corner bar. She is the lady with the big cigar.
My thing, man.
Oh, intercourse the penguin.
That's what I say. Fuck it, man. I was going to have Walter Matthau. What the hell is that shit? What happened to him? He moved. He must have moved.
Oh, Walter.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
What kind of shit is that?
There it is.
There you go. You're talking about trannies there in the awesome lounge.
I missed the lounge.
LBBBTTTQQQ. Oh, that's... I'm offended. I don't know. I'm just generally offended. I'm woke. You woke me up, man. I'm cancel culture. You know, it's like 1966, man.
Yeah.
What a pivotal year. And we lived through that, you and I.
Yep, yep.
Because before 1966, as Ford knows, he's also a man of advanced age like ourselves.
Uh-huh.
Before 1966, everything was in black and white. I mean, life was black and white. Occasionally, there'd be a little color here and there. Code chrome. But...
Yep.
For most part, everything was black and white.
Well,
and then they
and
passed
white.
A law in 66. Everything's got to be color now. After that,
they had to pass a law to do that.
And then there was a provision in there. They also added in disposable diapers. Because before that, you had cloth diapers. So, 1966, cloth diapers.
That's the year.
Thing of the past, black and white, thing of the past, Pampers, color TV.
That's when all went to hell.
Just a little history. A little history class.
You'll learn a lot of pot.
Yeah. 1966, man. Because, you know, I had one season of F Troop in black and white, right?
Yep, yep.
One in color.
That's it.
Which one's better?
They passed that law.
Yeah. I see Chief Wild Eagle all the time playing an Indian in these fucking old westerns, man. He was great as an Indian.
I spot him all the time myself as an Indian, yeah.
God, he was Chief So-and-so the other day. I was like, Chief Wild Eagle. Go, man.
And when he's playing a serious Indian, too, at his 20th house,
there's
a picture of his eagle. Yeah.
Sure, that's what's so funny about it. Because he's always straight. He's never goofing around. He's dead serious, man. That's true. Oh, man. He was Frank Dacova, man.
He was terrific.
Great. One of the greats. I saw Tales of Wells Fargo. I love this show, too. Tales of Wells Fargo. Jim Hardy. what's his name? Robertson. And anyways, they had the guest stars were Charles Bronson and James Coburn. Get the fuck out. How cool is that, man? Those were the days.
I'm trying to remember. I've seen Frank in a movie not so long ago. He had a very small part. He was thin. Like, it's one of his first pictures.
Oh, really? Yeah. I seen him play in the 70s. He was on, like, did some Barnaby Jones playing, like, a mobster type.
Yeah, that's what this was. But he wasn't a mobster. He, like, worked in the riverfront or something like that. But it was a mob-type movie.
Yeah, tough guy.
I think it was
tough
a Broderick Crawford. A Crawford one, I think.
Yeah, there you go, Broderick Crawford.
That's it. That was it. Okay.
There's tough guys
involved.
I can't
think of the title.
Yeah. All right. Here's an Ope Quickie. How's that? Ope
Sounds
Quickie.
Good.
Here's another song for all you ladies.
I'd much rather have a bug in my ear than a porcupine stuck to my face. I'd much rather have a frog in my throat than a dog making love to my legs. A girl asked you home to meet mama and daddy. She says she thinks you are nice.
Yeah, right.
Well, there's trouble ahead. Gonna wish you were dead if you don't take this friendly advice. Don't pet the dog. Don't pet him, whatever you do. 'Cause he ain't been fixed, and he knows some trick that'll sure make a fool out of you.
Yeah, you.
Don't pet the dog. He gets you confused with romance. Just leave him alone, or the next thing you know, he'll be asking your ankles to dance. Well, you say it's okay. You try to push him away. You ask, what's his name? Does he sit up and beg? Well, you try to stay cool, but you look like a fool with a dog making love to your legs. Don't pet the dog. Don't pet him, whatever you do. 'Cause he ain't been fixed, and he knows some tricks that'll sure make a fool out of you.
Yeah, you.
In the blue.
Don't pet the dog. He gets it confused with romance. Just leave him alone, or the next thing you know, he'll be asking your ankles to dance.
Everybody now,
don't pet the dog.
Oh, roar, 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 roar.
All right. Let's touch the door.
I'm having chest pain.
Yeah. Well, as a book rule double, because it was dog fucking in there.
Yeah, exactly.
extra credit.
The dog excited.
I knew this guy had this dog. He's like a German Shepherd, real sweet. It was a girl dog.
Yeah.
But she would get so excited when she would see people. She just loved people.
Yeah.
She would piss.
Yeah.
He would just come up to you and piss.
I'm just so excited. Yeah, can't hold it in.
Yeah. The first time that ever happened, I'm like, man, yeah, nice to meet you too. You know, sweet dog. Sweet fucking dog.
Keep that in mind if you get another dog.
That's right.
A happy pisser.
Oh boy! So I get everything. Yeah, 1960 thing. That was a 66. That was a stretch. Stretching on that one. I pulled it off. Got some interplay in the chat with that. So,
that's right.
Yeah, we're
good. Okay. There you go.
Okay. I think we're done with Mein Kampf for now. Put that one to bed. Your Kampf, Mein Kampf. Their comp. Everybody's comp. I hope you're comfortable over there in the lounge. And Audie Murphy's Spaghetti Western, like I say, I totally, highly recommend.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out.
But I want to see that one where he's hell and back or whatever it is.
Yeah.
The story of how he kicked the Germans' ass. Sorry, Germans. man. Yeah. I can make it up to the Germans, though. I know what the Germans like. If the Germans like.
What's the Germans like?
They like polkas.
Okay.
You ever know the Germans didn't like a polka?
Quentin did a reverse on that one. Quentin Tarantino with his Nazi film.
They didn't like polkas?
It was no. The Nazi hero made the movie of himself. He had that Nazi guy that was the big star. You remember that?
Nah.
No. Well, that's what he did. He reversed it.
Yeah. Hitler died in a bunker. Enough said.
Yeah.
A polka.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
I was a little lad many years ago. I wasn't very sporty, folks, but yet I wasn't slow. My mammy called me Pappy and my pappy called me Pooh. But I laughed at every little thing that was against our rules. I used to know that little gal many years ago. She wasn't very sporty, folks, but yet she wasn't slow. They say she was a dandy, just a bird of paradise. I walked around her once a day just to get me exercise. She weighed about a ton, but she was full of deviltry, always full of fun. One time we got to mucking around like boys and girls will do. She fell so hard upon it, we both went through the chair. In no man's land, far across the sea, the home of hairless monkeys scratching off their fleas. I do not doubt a word of it, what she said is true. I've been around that gal so much that all I want to do is yeah.
Like a pastifazulatsamore.
You fucker!
All right. Beauty. The laughing polka.
It sounded like they were having a good time.
Go figure. That was Jolly J. Patterson. Yeah, Francie like GTO. She don't like the polka so much.
Not a pulse.
Jake will be laughing all the way to bed. Oh, boy. Speaking of which, guess what I did Tuesday?
What'd you do?
Cleaned the sheets again.
Right.
Every 2 weeks now. Every 2 weeks, be cleaning the sheets, man. I'm telling you what, sleeping like a baby.
Nice.
That's because I have to wear a diaper now. But other than that, put that aside. No, it's so nice to get into bed with clean sheets, man. It's like, yummy, yum, yum.
Good.
Makes
keep
you feel like
you're getting good night's sleep. Keep it going.
Yeah, yeah. It's yummy, man. It's beauty, yeah. Man. It's crawling there and like, oh, yeah, everything smells nice. And
there you go.
Feels
get yourself
nice.
A pair of jammies now, like you did when you were a little boy.
Oh, man.
Sleep in those jammies.
Dare I?
Hey,
there
you go. Yeah.
Be like
Speed Racer. Get Speed Racer jammies.
Like my three sons, like everybody in the family would come out and they'd all have pajamas on and a top button buttoned on the pajamas and shit. Nobody's wiener hanging out or anything. You know. It's all look cool. I think Bub wore one of those dresses though, the night shirts.
Wearing a nightcap.
Yeah. What are you boys doing up there? I told you, man, if I'm ever blessed with a grandchild, I am lobbying so hard for Bub. That's what my name will be. I will be Bub. I want to be William. I look like William Frawley now. I want to be Bub, okay? I've earned it. I'll wear an apron and go, you kids, get out of here. They ever show you the dirty pictures I brought back from the Orient?
I didn't see that.
Vaudeville. Yeah. Yeah, I love the game. All right, man, so you guys have wasted close to 90 minutes so far.
There you
listening
go.
To this. Nonsense. And we're gonna produce more nonsense.
Yes.
Monday. Monday will be the special Gumby's birthday episode.
Hey, there you go.
Susquehanna 22222. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What are you getting for your birthday, man?
I ain't getting jack shit.
Come on, man. You're going to buy yourself a good cigar, right?
I'm going to buy two. Okay? There's a little box with two cigars in it. It goes to charity, the money. So I'll be
nice.
Getting that.
Nice.
I'll probably get a box.
What's the name of the cigar?
It's Opus X and a Julius Caesar, two of them.
Sweet.
A little coffin type thing.
Sweet.
Appropriately. And it goes to charity. It goes to the kids in the Dominican. They have like this big campus type thing where they have the kids play basketball and all that stuff. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. It's like Paul Newman. You're fucking like Paul Newman. You're a regular Paul Newman.
I am Paul Newman.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm Skippy.
You're fucking regular. You're philanthropic. I mean, you're kind of a philanthropist. No offense.
That's me.
Yeah. There you have it, folks.
Getting the stogies.
Thanks for coming, gang. Molson Canadian. Man, I went to the market. I bought some Molies today at the store. They're at the same price. Fucking coffee? What the fuck happened there, man? The inflation shit? Woo!
Put coffee up. Big time.
Coffee went through the roof, man.
Oh,
what
geez.
The fuck is that shit? Man. Yeah, well, they get you
cargoes.
They get you hooked, then they raise the price. See, that's how they do
that
shit. All right, man. Well, say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody. Energize!
Hilarious. Missed it by that much.
Can't go wrong with a Johnny Quest motherfucker.
That's a damn good ditty. And I was, I did say the 3 minutes. I didn't recognize it. That's good. It was pretty wild stuff.
I thought that was you. I gave him the two
dribble
Batmans.
And cram.
I gave him two Batmans
good.
For it.
That's good.
Alrighty. Well, good times, man. I think, man, I don't know if I anything. Well, damn, I really didn't pick anything out for that program tonight. Well, no, the police woman theme. That was mine. That was my contribution.
I gave up on that show. I told you that. So like
what?
3 episodes. Police woman.
Oh, you couldn't have.
I had to give it up.
Yeah. That's pretty bad shit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because it was just a tit shot, man. Like, I was like, glued to the TV every Friday because Angie Dickinson's tits were flopping all over the place. And her ass, you know, and you're going like, hey. Because, like, you know, you haven't got one in 2 inches of that shit. 2 feet of that.
Uh-huh.
You're a horny kid.
Yeah. Kids nowadays have porn right there at their fingertips.
I know.
That's all we had, man.
They'll never know the thrill of, like, seeing Angie Dickinson's nipples. You know, under her dress, you know. Go, oh, there's a nip!
Well, my God! No big
carry that one. Yeah, rub a few out on that one, man. Angie Dickinson's fucking nipple. Oh, my God. How could you be Earl Holloman and fucking stand up straight? Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Monday night, Gumby's birthday.
Monday night.
Be there or be square. All right, man. Thank you
for your
participation.
I thank you, sir. Good stuff.
We'll see you Monday.
Sounds good.
Here and there. Maybe I'll bump into you in Beth's trampoline in her spaceship. You never know.
This has been a Filmways television presentation.
Indeed.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!